in the light of all that's going on. Here we are. And God, I want to understand how you work, how we should understand your methods, your meaning, what you're after, how to tap on to your mercy and grace correctly. So God, you've given us your word. And we're able to go all the way back here in Jeremiah, where Nebuchadnezzar will be coming down, is in the process of coming down to level, ruin, rape Jerusalem. So, and as we've been looking at it, we shared together in the process in chapter 6 that in there they have not done well. Their heart is not right. They have gone from, as you know in Jeremiah 4, they have gone from the outskirts to the defensed cities, in particular Jerusalem. And they didn't get their heart right. God told them, Nebuchadnezzar's coming. Everyone run where there's a walled city for protection and get your heart right. But they didn't do that. So God is going to let not just come to the outskirts of the cities. God is going to let Nebuchadnezzar go through the cities, and that includes Jerusalem. So God gave them a summons, chapter 6, remember. In verse 1, O you children of Benjamin, gather yourselves to flee out of the midst of Jerusalem and blow the trumpet in Tekoa. That's about 12 miles south of Jerusalem. So, in other words, Jerusalem is no longer safe. You didn't get your act right. You could have done it. You didn't do it. Go to Tekoa. And down, there they go, 12 miles down. And they're to flee. Now their heart, God arrest their attention. Here they are in Tekoa, as it were. And they need to go and have opportunity. God, you always give opportunity. You do. And when everything seems hopeless and we're helpless, God, there's always the opportunity to bend our head and heart to you for your mercy and grace. That's amazing. Oh, it comes to an end. There's no question. But isn't it amazing? It would be that much. So when you think there's no more use, you're all done, that's, you still want to come to God. So that's now, in the light of that, in chapter 6, we share together that the Judah, Benjamin, Jerusalem, they were, all of them, priest, prophet, and people, were caught up in greed. They were looking out for their own self-interest. They were going to take care of themselves. And that's what happens. Everyone, if the pressure gets on, and all of your niceness disappears, and you're all going to try to survive. Everyone tries to survive and have what they have and do what they can do. And self looks out for self. They were covetous, verse 13. Verse 14. They did not listen to God. They listened to the false prophets and priests that told them everything's going to be all right. It isn't anywhere near as bad as Jeremiah or anyone else will say that's living then. It isn't as bad as they say, so you don't need to listen to them. They'll say peace, peace, when there is no peace. Now, and so they have they're greedy. They have no hearing, good hearing. And, verse 15, they have no shame. They aren't ashamed about their downright rebellion, their anti-God, anti-Bible approach. They aren't ashamed at all. And these are the people of God. You see, the people of the world, they don't need to be ashamed. But when the people of God reject God like that, that's a shame. You should be embarrassed about the whole thing, your condition. But they weren't. They weren't. Now, therefore, God arrest their attention. And Jeremiah gives for the third time the statement, verse 16, "Thus saith the Lord," in the sovereign, saving authority of God. He speaks again. God is going to speak again. Remember, there's all those five sections, all dividing up, or four sections, dividing up chapter 6. And here is the third one. "Thus saith the Lord." Now, what is the command? What is the word that's going to get the attention of the people? "Stand ye in the ways, and see and ask for the old paths." And so the word "stand," and remember, they're going to flee. And the word "stand" is in a command, stand, to be extended, stand up. Don't sit down, don't lay down, don't lean. Stand up on your two legs and be fully alert to move. You're going to have to make a choice. Stand, a command. So here in the light of that, standing, and they're going to go and do what Habakkuk, who's alive at the same time, and Habakkuk's looking, because here's Nebuchadnezzar, and here's Jerusalem, and in unbelief, here's Nebuchadnezzar having no mercy, and Habakkuk looks, and he said, "I got to look to God. God, the only way I can put this together is to look to you." And you remember, well, you don't have to remember, turn. Hold your finger here. And Habakkuk, chapter 2, Habakkuk chapter 2, and what's he going to do? He's going to do what Israel should do, but Israel isn't going to do it, but they should do it. Habakkuk, God says, stand up and pay attention. Don't sit down, you're going to have to make a decision and move. Chapter 2, Habakkuk, verse 1. "I will stand upon my watch, and set me upon the tower," watchtower, "and I will watch to see what he will say unto me, and what shall I answer when I am reproved. God, I'm looking for you to help me understand how things are going, how they're going to go, so that I am going to trust you from start through the middle of it, all the way to the finish. Habakkuk is standing, watchtower on the wall, looking. God, I'm waiting for an answer. God tells Israel, back over to chapter 6, God tells Israel to stand in those ways, to stand. Now, one other thing that will help us in our journey. Here's Habakkuk. Israel needs to stand and pay attention. Habakkuk is standing and paying attention. In order to get our little word in verse 16, "Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways, in the trodden path, the footpath, stand." Here you are. You don't want to stand looking at the woods or the jungle. You're looking for where's the right road to go down. Hold your finger here again. Psalm, if you would, Psalm 119. Psalm 119. And picking up, if I may, in Psalm 119 and in verse 5. "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path." God, I'm going to move, but I got to move like in the aeroplane. The aeroplane, you need to learn to fly if you're really going to go up. You want to be able to fly when you can't see, when clouds are there. You need to fly by instrument, so that you don't pay attention to anything you see or you feel. You pay attention to the needles. Pay attention. Don't listen to anything else. Thy word is a guide in order to get through the storm. So thy word is a lamp, a light to my path. And God, I got to get through this, and I'm going to have to look to you to get through it. I can't look out there, up north, there's Nebuchadnezzar. Out in front of me is Judah and Jerusalem, and in the priests, the prophets, and the people that are way off the wall, generally speaking, all of them, most of them, way off the wall. So where am I going to get direction? I look at the government. I look at the media. I look at Syria. I look wherever, Egypt, Lebanon. I look at them. I look at the health care. I look at all this stuff. I got to have direction. I got to have direction. Because I'm going to get all over the place, and I don't need to wander. I don't need to wonder, and I don't need to worry. So God, all right, here we are. Back over. Verse 16, thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways. Do you see the little word in? Stand ye in. Stand ye. The little word in answers the question where. Stand where? In. Question. Where do I stand? In the ways. In the ways. The word is a lamp unto my path. In the way. God, I got to look to your word. To know the way. I got to know the way. I got to keep my eye on the instruments. Over if you would please. Or in the compass in, out in the ocean, you know. In the midst of the night and the dark and you can't see the stars. Over if you would please. In your Bible to Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy and chapter 5. Now remember, the psalmist says, I got to look to your word. God says, stand ye in the ways, stand there and pay attention to the way. You don't want to go in the new way without regard to the old way. The old way will help you with the new way. If you just try to do something new, like the Athenians, you'll miss the whole thing. So now, Deuteronomy chapter 5, picking up please. A walking away. Chapter 5, verse 31. And God, now remember, now these are Jews, priests, prophets, people, they're Jews. This is what they should know, at least the priest and the prophet. But they're saying, peace, peace. And God tells them, stand up. You're going to have to make a choice on which way you're going to go. Because I'm not telling you again. I'm not going to tell you again. The next thing, you're going to have a bad king. All bad kings until Nebuchadnezzar. No more good kings like Josiah. And Nebuchadnezzar is coming. I gave him a green light all the way down. Now, Deuteronomy chapter 5, what they should know in the light, the word is a lamp unto my path, etc. Light unto my path. Chapter 5, verse 31. But as for thee, stand thou here, there's your word, stand thou here by me, and I will speak unto thee all the commandments and the statutes and the judgments which thou shalt teach them. Why? That they may do them in the land which I give them to possess. Verse 32. You shall observe to do therefore as the Lord your God hath commanded you. You shall not turn aside to the right hand or to the left. Verse 33, you shall walk in all the ways. There's your little word, ways. Stand ye and see the way. Go the right way. You shall walk, verse 33, in all thy ways, all the ways which the Lord your God hath commanded you, that you may live, and that it may be well with you, that ye may prolong your days in the land which ye shall possess. So you want to go and pay attention, God said, to the ways. Pay attention to my word, my commandments, my judgments, my statutes. Over to chapter 30 of Deuteronomy. Chapter 30. Chapter 30 and in verse 16, if I may. And you know, verse 15, see, I have set before you this day life and good, death and evil. Now you have to make a choice. They had to make a choice back then. In that I command thee this day to love the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways, to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments. Why? That thou mayest live and multiply, and the Lord thy God shall bless thee in the land whither thou goest to possess it, wherever you go to possess it. God will bless you. You have to look to God in his ways, his way. Walk, verse 16, walk in his ways. Which way do we take? The path God takes. He leadeth me in paths of, Psalm 23, he leadeth me in paths of righteousness. Walk in them. Walk in my way. It'll come out right. Go your way, it won't. Walk in my way. Now, let me keep going. Over if you would now. So we're looking, blessing and life. And by the way, you might as well get down to verse 19, which you're familiar with. I call heaven and earth to record, to bear witness this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, I tell you to choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. I'm trying to tell you which way to go. Don't choose the wrong way. Choose the right way. This glass has cyanide, strychnine, etc., and this one doesn't. Take the one that doesn't have poison. I'm not going to have you guess at it. I'm going to tell you the one. This is the one you take. Don't take the other one. Now, so in the light of that, over, if you would please, to get a little movement, over to the book of Exodus. Exodus and chapter 14. Exodus and chapter 14. Now, remember, you got to make a choice. God tells you the choice to make. God gives you his word so you don't have to guess which way. God gave you his word. The instruments on the plane tell you what to do. God's word is a lamp and a light. Look at it and go by it. Don't go by your feelings. Don't go by your fears. Don't go by your faults. Don't get all frustrated. Pay attention to what I say. Now, thus, chapter 14, they're at the edge of the Red Sea, remember. Egyptian army is there, charging away. God is protecting them. The army can't cross. God has put a barrier up at the moment. And so, now God, are they ready to go? Do they know the way? No, they don't. God, you mean to tell me that sometime, we hang around, we procrastinate, we delay and fool around. And you know what? The clock never stops ticking. And whether you're ready or not, the next event must take place. You had time and opportunity for it. Did you fix it? Oh, God, do they fix it? They're at the Red Sea. They're mumbling, grumbling. Chapter 14. Listen, watch. Verse 14. And the Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. Quiet. Be still. And the Lord said unto Moses, wherefore criest thou unto me? speak unto the children of Israel that they go, what? Forward. They're going to go now. But are they ready? No, they are making a choice. But everything has to keep moving. You only have so long to make a choice, and boom, it's all gone, and time is gone. Wow. Just like from Jerusalem to Tekoa. Wow. Stand and make a choice. Time is coming. Nebuchadnezzar is going to come all the way down to Jerusalem. Wow. Over in your Bible, if you would, to Deuteronomy again, Deuteronomy chapter 31. In Deuteronomy chapter 31, may I pick up in thought, please. Remember now, where they're going to leave the wilderness, and they're going to go into the, cross the Jordan into the promised land. Now, chapter 31, Moses is giving his final instructions, as it were. And verse 26, take this book of the law and put it in the side of the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God. The book, that's right. A lamp, the book. The book that is a light, a guide. The God's word. That reason, that it may be there for a witness against you. See, because when you're doing, did you pay attention to the book? Did you pay attention to what I said? I told you the way. Did you follow it? No, we're looking out and we can't figure out, as we look at the clouds, are we going straight down into the ground? It seems all right. Or are we going up? How are we going? Look at the instruments. Chapter 31, verse 27. For I know thy rebellion, thy stiff neck. Behold, while I am yet alive with you this day, you have been rebellious against the Lord. How much more after my death? You're going to get worse. Gather, verse 28, unto me all the elders of your tribes and your officers. Why? That I may speak these words in their ears. They need to hear it. And they need to hear from God. They don't need to hear from false prophets and stuff. And call heaven and earth to record against them. Heaven and earth, that if they don't make it, all the whole creation heard what I said. They know what to do. How come you don't know what to do? And thus, verse 29, for I know that after my death, you will utterly corrupt yourselves and turn aside from the way. See, I told you the way. You aren't going to go in the way. You have to go forward. But when you go forward in time, you become 10 years old, 12 years old, 20 years old, 21 years old, 30, 31. You just keep going. Time's going. Uh-huh. For I know that after my death, you will utterly corrupt yourselves and turn aside from the way, which I have commanded you, and evil will befall you in the latter days. Why? Because you will do evil in the sight of the Lord. And what are you going to do? You're going to provoke him to anger through the work of your hands. Moreover, and Moses spake in the ears of all the congregation of Israel the words of this song until they were ended. He gave it. Now, so here's back the words. I'm going to tell you, pay attention. Chapter 28 again. Chapter 28 of Deuteronomy. Did they know this? Sure they did. They knew it. Chapter 28. Picking up, please. Oh, in, you know it, in, well, I'll read verse 1. Chapter 28. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt diligently hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. You're going to have your special privilege. You're going to have special everything. And say, that isn't right. No, yes, it is. Because you're looking to me, the world is not. The testimony to the world is that you have all that you have, and they don't. And they don't. And they need to see the difference between when people trust me and when they don't trust me. They need to see the difference. God, we need to care about. No, you need to let God bless your heart in all of its fullness. And don't be, boy, I don't deserve this. No, you don't. But that's the testimony to the world that it makes a difference between the believing heart and the unbelieving heart. Thus, chapter 28, verse 2. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Remember, we touched on that on Sunday, blessing. And all these blessings, you don't have to hunt for them. You don't have to feel for them. You don't have to beg for them. You don't have to understand them. You don't have to understand. You can just go down the right road, and everything is on the road. You don't even know what's there. God does. And you don't have to ask or hunt for it. It's already there. Already for you. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, wow. Now, so the blessings are going to hunt you down, like a lion hunting an antelope. Going to hunt you down. Now, in verse 3, blessed shall thou be in the city, and blessed shall thou be in the field. It doesn't matter where you are. Verse 6, blessed shall thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shall thou be when thou goest out. When you get up in the morning, when you go to bed. When you go to work, when you go to school. You go in the one place and go out the other place. Wherever you go. I'll bless you. You don't have to hunt for it. You don't even have to understand it. You just need to stay on course. And you'll reap all the benefits. You don't have to beg me. You don't beg me to be a good God. I am a good God. You don't tell me to be one. I am one. Now, in the light of that, in verse 6, I said, blessed shall thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shall thou be when thou goest out. Verse 7, the Lord shall cause thine enemies to rise up against thee, that the Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way and flee before thee seven ways. Now, there's the way. They're going to go all kinds of ways. Verse 8, and the Lord shall command the blessing upon thee and thy storehouses, and in all that thou settest thy hand unto, and he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. So God already got the commitment and guarantee. Verse 9, the Lord shall establish thee an holy people unto himself, as he hath sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God, and there's a little word, walk in his ways. That's what you do. He leadeth me in the plain path because of mine enemies. Down the corridor I go. Now, having said that, walking over, please, walking the way, God's going to bless you in the way. Over to Joshua chapter 1. Remember, Moses dies, and Joshua, of course, steps to the front. And in going, if I can, over to verse 2, Joshua 1, 2. Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. And verse 3, every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given you, as I said unto Moses. So all you have to do, Joshua, is walk. Walk in this big area. Walk. And, verse 4, how much land? How much is it, just to the Jordan River? Oh, no. No. If you take it, I've given you it. Listen, verse 4. Syrians won't like this, and Jordan and them, but what can I tell you? From the wilderness and from Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, unto the great sea, Mediterranean, toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. You're going to have everything from the Mediterranean over to the Euphrates River, Babylon. That's yours. Wherever you put your foot, Joshua, think of that. Wherever you put your foot, I'm with you each step of the way. Whether you take the left or the right, whether you go forward or backwards, wherever you go, I'm going to be there. That's my will. You're going by my word. You're paying attention. This is where I want you to go. I want you to trust with all your heart. Now, keeping that in mind, over if you would please, on our way back, Deuteronomy chapter 29. Deuteronomy chapter 29. And picking up, if I may, in verse 5. Now remember, Israel spends 40 years in the wilderness. And they were there. And they crossed the Red Sea, went into the wilderness, spent 40 years there. Now, God, did you try to help them understand? I did. I really did. I did. Chapter 29, verse 5. I have led you 40 years in the wilderness. Your clothes were not waxen old upon you. Thy shoe is not waxen old upon thy foot. You have not eaten bread, neither have you drunk wine or strong drink. You didn't have any of that, no. You had manna and birds and meat. But no wine, no liquor, no bread. Verse 6, that you may know that I am the Lord your God. There you are, going, and in the process, moving through time. Now, and moving, and you know what? And remember now, without turning there, in Numbers 14, God shepherded them, that's the word. Israel wandered like sheep, but they wandered under the shepherd's care. He shepherded them as they went around and around and around and around. He took care of them. He kept their clothes. He kept their health. He kept everything for them. Wow. Now, so in that place, they had opportunity, and now in Joshua, they have time to go forward. Did you learn anything? When you see, you know, in Exodus, when you see the cloud, the Shekinah glory over the tabernacle, and when that glory, when that cloud goes forward, steps away from the tabernacle, the Holy of Holies, and it goes forward, everyone camp, pick up all your tents, pack up all your gear, and follow the cloud. When the cloud stops, you stop. Then you rest. When the cloud or the fire goes, you move. If 2 o'clock in the morning and the fire at night moves, everyone pack up, pick up your tent, and move. God was teaching them to go with God. Go in the way of God. When God goes, you go. Stay with God. Stay with God. And you want to learn. And for 40 years, they had that discipline. And that's why you want to know why, because God, remember Moses said, you guys are going to do worse after I die. Why didn't they do it for 7 years? They went in and conquered the land under Joshua. Why didn't they had 40 years of paying attention. And they had to do it. They didn't have any choice. They didn't say, I don't want to move this time. You did move, or else. Everyone moves. All 2 million of you plus. Move. Wow. So they had a discipline. They had a mindset to go. They already were trained. It wouldn't take long, though, to lose it. Now, over, if you would, to chapter in Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy and, in chapter 2. Remember now, Joshua is that wherever he puts his foot in the way, stand ye in the way, Jeremiah, and see. Well, they should know the way, but they don't know the way. And thus, because they're listening to the wrong ways, what difference does it make? What difference does it make? What difference does it make? Wow. Now, over in Deuteronomy chapter 2, we are reminded, verse 3, 2 and 3, you have compassed this mountain long enough, it's time to move, turn you northward, that's Israel, and command thou the people, verse 4, saying, as you move, you are to pass through the coast of your brethren, the children of Esau, which dwelt in Seir, and they shall be afraid of you, so don't worry. I've already told them, don't you touch them, and everyone backs off, fear and trembling. You aren't going to touch those people. No, no, and they don't. Verse 4, which dwelt in Seir, and ye shall be, and they shall be afraid of you. Take good ye good heed unto yourselves. Therefore, so here you are crossing through every place the foot goes. I didn't give you where they are. That's down there. That's down Esau down there. I didn't give you that land. I didn't give you that. So God, what do you? I want God's will. I want to pay attention to the chart and to the instruments in the plane. So I get where I'm headed. I want to end up where I'm supposed to be going. Chapter 2, verse 5. Meddle not with them, for I will not, N-O-T, give you of their land, no, not so much as a what? A foot breadth. Interesting. Every place that the sole of your foot is yours. But I won't give you one footprint in their land. You want something outside the will of God, I won't give you one footprint of it. You may try to take it, and you'll be sorry. Ah. The end of verse 5. So much as a footbreadth, because I have given Mount Seir unto Esau for a possession. So now, oh, back over to Joshua 1, chapter 1. Joshua chapter 1. Now, Joshua replaced the sole of your foot, so what are you going to need to do? Well, we need to pay attention. And the Jeremiah is trying to tell the Israelites to pay attention, but they aren't listening. And in chapter Joshua 1 and in verse 8, did the priest prophets know this? Sure. Joshua 1:8. This book of the law. Well, I'll read verse 7. I'll read verse 6. Be strong and of good courage, for unto this people shall thou divide an inheritance, that the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous. Why? That thou mayest observe to do according to all the law, which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left. Why? That thou mayest prosper wherever you go. You want to stay in my will. You'll have the blessing. Verse 8. The book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. Why? That thou mayest observe. You've got to pay attention. Pay attention. That thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein, for then thou shalt make thy way, there's your word, prosperous. You want to know, stand, find the way, the good way. Make thy way prosperous. And then thou shalt have good success. In other words, you're going to have the right thinking, the right movement, and you're going to have the right benefits. So God, here we are looking, thy way, thy way, thy way. If you just go over to 1 Kings chapter 2. That's Joshua. Now, and they know, they should have known that. They should have known that. But they didn't pay attention to that. Over, if you would, to 1 Kings. 1 Kings in chapter 2. And David, remember David, this is the word that's used of him, wonderfully so. Remember the promise you read in Deuteronomy 28. Whether you win or out. And you know, God is going to tell David that over and over. David, whether you go in or out, I'll bless you. Whether you go in or out. That's why the people, what are they going to say? He was blessed. They didn't like David's rule. But boy, you couldn't replace. You can't replace Moses, and you can't replace Joshua, and you can't replace David. God's got this hand. Wow, that's right. Now, chapter 2, verse 1. Now the days of David drew nigh that he should die, and he charged Solomon his son, saying, if I go the way of all the earth, I'm going to die. Be thou strong, therefore, and show thyself a man, and keep the charge of the Lord thy God to walk in his ways, to keep his statutes and his commandments and his judgments and his testimonies, as it is written in the law of Moses. Why? That thou mayest prosper in all that thou doest, whithersoever thou turnest thyself. You want to have the same stuff I do. And you're going to, how are you going to get it? You're going to have to do what I did. I pay attention to God and his word. And my fears, my faults, my fumblings up there, I'm not going to get all tied up in the world, the system, my flesh, friends, neighbors, people, going to tell me all kinds of things. No, I'm going to lock on. And if it doesn't match up to God's word, stay with God's word. Verse 4. That the Lord may continue his word, which he spake concerning me, saying, if thy children take heed to their way, to walk before me in truth, with all their heart and with all their soul, there shall not fail thee, said he, a man on the throne of Israel. I will grant you king after king after king that will keep the heart right, and you'll just keep going right on, right on. Wow. If you just do that, you've got to keep your heart right, though. You've got to keep your heart right, Solomon. And in the light of that, chapter 3, 1 Kings chapter 3, Solomon, you've got to keep your heart right and go in the way. And remember Solomon. Solomon understood as a young teenager, as a young person, he was given the reign and rule over however old he was, young. Verse 9, give therefore thy servant an understanding heart to judge thy people. Why? That I may discern between good and bad. For who is able to judge this thy so great a people? God, how can I possibly judge the nation of Israel? As a young man, he was smart enough to say, that's a job I'm not fit for. I'm not fit for that. And God said, wonderful, I'm glad. Your request is right. You need to be able to be enabled for such a task. You just can't say, well, I went to school or I did this. You can't do that. It won't work. No, not anymore. So now, in chapter 3, sliding over, if I may, remember God's going to honor his word, give the end, verse 13. And I also have given to him an understanding heart, verse 12, so that he has wisdom. That's why his ability to about animals, science, math, any subject you want to bring up, Solomon could talk about it rightly. Now, how could that be? God gave him the wisdom to do so. Wow. Now, in the light. In fact, I'll read verse 12. Behold, I have done according to thy words. Lo, I have given thee a wise and understanding heart, so that there was none like thee before thee. Neither shall after thee shall any arise like unto. No one's going to be able to do what you do. I'm doing it special for you. Verse 13. I have also given thee that which thou hast not asked, both riches and honor, so that there shall not be any among the kings like unto thee all the days of thy life. I'm going to bless you, Solomon, like no one else. Why? Because of your father, David. Now, verse 14. And if thou wilt walk in my ways, to keep my statutes and my commandments as thy father David did walk, then will I lengthen thy days. I'm going to bless your days, if you look to me. I'm going to bless them. Over to chapter 11, First Kings chapter 11. And you know what happened, of course. Solomon, like Israel, Solomon gets all tied up with the wrong things. He lost the instruments, as it were, lost the word. Verse 4, and it came to pass when Solomon was old that his wives turned away his heart after other gods, and his heart was not perfect with the Lord his God, as was the heart of David his father. David, oh boy, that's it. That's why you're going to give Solomon 40 years of peace. Just because of David's wonderful grace. Now, in the grace that he had. Verse 32, 11:32. But he shall have one tribe, this is the division of the kingdom, for my servant David's sake, that's why, and for Jerusalem's sake, the city which I have chosen out of all the tribes of Israel. So I'm going to keep Jerusalem, I'm going to keep Judah, Benjamin. Verse 33, because they have forsaken me and have worshipped Ashtoreth, the goddess of the Zidonians, Chemosh, the god of the Moabites, Milcom, the god of the children of Ammon, and have not walked in my ways. They didn't do it. That which is right, to do that which is right in mine eyes, to keep my statutes and my judgments, as did David his father. And they didn't do that. They just didn't do it. Didn't do it. Verse 34. Howbeit, I will not take the whole kingdom out of his hand, but I will make him prince of all, all the days of his life. Why are you going to do it again, God? For David, my servant's sake, whom I chose because he kept my commandments and my statutes. He followed the sheet that marked to proceed down the corridor of time. And you didn't, Solomon. You didn't do it. You just didn't do it. Over, please, now. Over to Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 6. In Jeremiah chapter 6, thus saith the Lord, stand up. You're going to have to make a choice. Ye in the ways, there they are, there's the your way and my way, God said. And I want you to take a look, see, and that's a command. I want you to ask, that's a command. I want you to ask for the old paths. I want you to ask, God, would you please set us in a new direction instead of a self-centered direction with greed and no ear to hear and no shame? Would you turn us around? Give us the right direction. And ask for the good way. Now, having said that, over to Jeremiah chapter 7. Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 22. For I spake not unto your fathers, nor commanded them in the day that I brought them out of the land of Egypt concerning burnt offerings or sacrifices. I didn't look for that. What did you want from them? You didn't want them to sacrifice? You didn't? No. I'm looking for something. I'm not looking for them what they could do in ritual or practice. I'm looking for their heart. That's why I took David. Verse 23, but this thing commanded I them, saying, obey my voice, and I will be your God, and ye shall be my people, and walk ye in all the ways that I have commanded you, and it shall be well with you, unto you. Look and go in my way. Wow. So now, over if I can to tie it together quickly. Would you go over with me, please? Remember now, there's a way. You're looking for God's way. You got to look to God's word. You got to trust God. Do you remember in the Mount of Transfiguration, Peter, James, and John were up there, and there's Moses, the law, Elijah, the prophets, and the Lord. And they said, wow, let's build three little booths, tents, to have you guys stay. We'll stay right here with you guys. And you know what God did? He put a cloud and went, whoosh, And he took away Moses, and he took away Elijah, and they saw only Jesus. Because we get tied up in so many things, trying to find direction. Pay attention to the instruments. Pay attention to God's Word. I mean, do it. I don't mean your smartphone. God's Word. God's Word. Now. And thus, over to Psalm 25. Psalm 25. You'll pick it up. Psalm 25 may go directly. David, help me. Verse 4. Show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy paths. God, I need to see them. God, show me the old way. I need to know the paths to go. Moses went right, and Joshua ran right, and men went right. Enoch walked with God. Enoch and Noah walked with God, and they walked with God. Abraham walked with God. I want to know that way. I do. And David said, show me. And skipping down if I can to verse 8. God, good and upright is the Lord, therefore will he teach sinners in the way. The meek will he guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach his way. Not our way, not the way you want to go. God's way. Verse 12. What man is he that feareth the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way that he will choose. And every one of you are different. Every one of you. Your backgrounds are different. Your characteristics are different. All different. Different mentality, different background, different responses to life's experiences. You got them. And therefore, you look to God. You don't look to anyone else. You want to be encouraged by other people to look to God. But you look to God. God will teach you in his own way. If you want to know the way. If you want to know the way. Wow. And God, I want to know the way. And so you know the Lord Jesus Christ. In John 14. In my Father's house are what? Many abiding places. I'm going to prepare a place for you. And Thomas said. And the Lord said, You know the way. And Thomas said, hold it, we don't know the way. Jesus said, you do know the way. And then he made that magnificent, simple statement, John 14:6. I am the what? I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except by me. I'm the way. A person. You look to him. They saw no man. Save Jesus only. I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. He's the way. It's very simple. Israel, stand ye, stand up, and see, look, and ask for the old paths, the good way. You're going the wrong way. Go the good way. Well, God, I don't know the good way. Yes, you do. If you look to me, I am the good way. What is the way for you tomorrow in school, work, and home? God. It's the way. It's that simple. Because we look to God and we do the ordinary thing. God knows we are. And we make ourselves available for all that God has made available to us. As we've been doing it on Sunday, hopefully to drive you a little bit bananas and get you to see it. Your nothingness and God's allness. Wonderfully. He just says, you think and act and do and allow me to enjoy your company, your companionship as we go together. Looking to me, looking to my word. Right? I love thy word. I love thy word. See? Wow. You got it? I need to do it. You can't say, I got to do my little devotion. You want to, we'll try to do a little Sunday in Sunday school a little bit, try to help you. You want to be able to have that stuff just pulsating, full of life in your heart. Wow. Anyway, perhaps you have a particular request as we go to prayer. Appreciate your patience again, and thank you. Looking to God to help us. Remember the Bible line, website, people.